All right. To start, could you introduce yourself and tell me who you are, where you're from, and when you were born?
My name is Shane Stevens. I was actually born in June 13th, 1985, and originally I'm from Grayson, Kentucky. But as of right now, I've lived the last 13 years in Williamstown, West Virginia, or actually Vienna. I started in Vienna for a little bit, and the last 8 years I've been in Williamstown.
Tell me a little bit about your family background.
My dad is a insurance agent for Humana. That's actually wasn't Humana directly, but he's been in insurance pretty much my whole life. And that's actually the reason that we moved to West Virginia. I was 18, senior in high school, when we moved to West Virginia. My mom, stay-at-home mom. My grandmother moved with us as well. But I am, as of right now, I am married, my wife Allison, and we've also got two children, Caden and Kaylee.
And how long have you worked at Kroger?
I've been with Kroger. Hang on one second. I've been with Kroger 13 years at the end of or November 26th.
Sorry, I just had to put my cat out of the room because she was bothering me.
I had to let my wife in the door, so we're fine.
Okay, great. And what's your job there?
Backup head meat cutter.
And what's your role in the union?
I've been a shop steward off and on for part of the 13 years that I've been with Kroger. And this last contract, I was able to serve as a on the advisory slash negotiating committee.
Why don't you tell me about those recent union negotiations?
I'll be honest. I mean, just because of the pandemic and everything that we had to do going through the pandemic, everything was basically conducted through Zoom. It at the beginning, it was kind of just once a week Zoom calls where we had three people who did the majority of our negotiating, Brian Bond, Jim Slavoski, and Chris Hoffman, who worked for the UFCW, would be the ones that talked actively with Kroger. And then about once a week, and then once it started getting more intense, they would come to us to say, you know, is this something that your members would agree to? And I mean, in the beginning, it was just very Kroger's not an easy company to deal with. And it really, and especially in the beginning of the pandemic, when the CEO of a company gets a 21% pay increase, but yet after, you know, 3 months, they take away hazard pay, which a lot of people were relying on. It really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and especially in the contract negotiations, one of the biggest issues that we had, Kroger tried to cut our health insurance. And I mean, it nearly caused a strike within the workforce.
Was that your major concern personally, too, health insurance?
Yes, because I mean, our health insurance that we have through Kroger, I mean, and Kroger has, like I said, they're not an easy company to deal with. In the past years, they made cuts on different things. And, you know, our insurance is actually, I mean, I've learned a lot about it, just how good our insurance is. I mean, my wife is a teacher aide for a school system here, and I would even say we're actively considering putting our children on my insurance because of how good our insurance is, and it's something that we've had to fight to protect.
Yeah. And yeah, so your wife is on the PEIA insurance?
Yes. She's actually on the health plan insurance. It's but it's
it seemed like there were a lot of concerns with that too expressed through the teacher strike, which still have not been resolved.
Right.
And so the hazard pay, was that you said they gave that to you for 3 months, and was that $200?
It was an extra $2 on the hour.
I see.
So, I mean, it really, if you worked 40 hours, I mean, it was really about, you know, it basically equated out to $80 out of the paycheck. But, I mean, Kroger's done other things, too. They gave different one-time bonuses throughout all this. But I think the one thing that they're doing now, that instead of doing this, they've they'll give out fuel points, like out fuel points, or they'll give $100 credit that's loaded to people's Kroger card.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, in a way they're giving us something, but in a way they're not, because this is something that they're expected to be invested back into the stores.
Right. So it's sort of like a company store situation. You can only spend it with your employer. So what were your actions aside from organizing on Zoom? Did you do a car caravan protest or a socially distant informational picket or anything like that?
We actually did both. We did they did a car caravan picket, and we had several informational pickets that we had in front of the stores. We kind of ramped up the intensity once it got closer to the end of the negotiations, especially once we got to vote on what Kroger had put on the table, which we ended up taking a strike vote on, which the strike vote passed with about 90% of the vote the first time.
And what, in your opinion, was Kroger's attitude at the bargaining table?
You know, we actually got to sit in bargaining a couple of times. And the first time that we sat in, you know, they all except one, they introduced themselves, and everybody was, you know, well, thank you for your time and service. And it just, you know, they said a lot of nice things, but it was the actions that they did. And I'll tell you, this is one, I don't know, with bargaining, and this is the first time I've ever seen it. And I've, you know, talked to some of the older people, because, I mean, I've only got 13 years, and there's people I work with that are getting ready to retire, and they've got over 40 years with the company. And one of the biggest things that Kroger did that really bothered us as a bargaining committee was, I went into work on a Saturday, found out our co-manager was in a conference call. She said she would talk to me and a couple of the other shop stewards when it was done. Well, I went to their website that they had put out for their side of the bargaining. They basically put out the entire, I ain't gonna say it was the entire contract, but it was snippets of what really looked good. I mean, they basically leaked out about 75% of the contract.
Oh.
And basically to go and say, you know, because they had included wage increases for a lot of the newer employees. They were basically trying to break the union and basically ran this contract down our throat.
Wow.
that was just something I'd never seen before. And of course, this is the first time I've been in any of this situation, mm-hmm. but really this was something that was just, our division president was the one who made the decision to do this. And I mean, it might as well have been placing a knife right in our back.
Mm-hmm. So have you been involved in other union actions in the past?
I have through this union, just through going to the different picket protests, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much all of my experience has been with the UFCW Local 400.
Mm-hmm. And what are the other things that were different than they would normally be because of the pandemic in terms of the union negotiations?
Just basically doing everything through Zoom. I mean, and I'll be honest, I've said it, you know, and I made this comment the last day when we voted the contract through. I said, I would do this again. I'd be happy to do this if, you know, 3.5 years this contract expires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't mind being on the committee again if I'm asked to be. I said, the one thing I would like, though, is to be able to do a lot of this face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the dishonesty that Kroger had done, it's a lot easier to call it out in person than it is to do it on a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so did you vote at the store level too? Would that be different than what you would normally do?
In the past, what we've done is we've gotten people together in, they usually do two locations. They do Charleston for one and Clarksburg at the Armory for the other one.
Okay.
I've in the past 13 years, I've been to all the votes that I've been able to attend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just the first part of it. They'll go through, they'll read the contract. They'll explain what you're voting on. I mean, the union will make a recommendation. I mean, that was one thing that we did as a committee, was we, you know, recommended whether or not to accept it or reject it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the biggest things that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your experience as an essential worker during the pandemic, you know, from good to bad?
Well, I can tell you that I can give you two instances as far as being, one is being an employee,
mm-hmm.
and how it's affected me is coming home in the evenings. I mean, I just feel, I guess we say, so dirty when I get home, because you don't know what you're taking in being around the public. I just go home and, I mean, I don't even touch my wife or my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter is 4 years old and she'd want to run to the door and hug me
mm-hmm.
when I get home. And I have to tell her, say, Kaylee, I can't do that. Daddy's got to run upstairs and take a shower real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something I've done, you know, pretty much since March, since this pandemic has started,
mm-hmm.
is I will go in and shower. My wife has started doing it too.
Yeah.
Because same reasons. The other thing, as far as, and this is from a union perspective, you know, and I mentioned about how Kroger had taken away our hazard pay from us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this was around the time that Kroger basically, this was before Governor Justice put out the mask mandate,
mm-hmm.
but right around that time, Kroger had decided to mandate, following Walmart's lead, they put a mandate out for the employees to start wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate to say this, but in a lot of times there's certain people in West Virginia that don't follow their own best interests,
mm-hmm.
and they want, you know, that was one of the biggest issues that we had, was people were wanting to use, say, well, if there's no hazard pay, then there's no hazard, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna wear the masks.
Yeah.
And I had to go and tell even older people at our store, say, don't do this. you know, number one, they can fire you for it. I mean, they can take you off the schedule. Number two, I mean, our customers are scared right now. This is something that, you know, we don't want to do anything to break their trust. I mean, I saw it in a local grocery store here in Parkersburg where people were going on their Facebook page and complaining and saying they refused to shop there because the employees didn't wear masks. This was, like I said, before Governor Justice put out the mask mandate. I don't agree with what Kroger does, but, you know, especially with the masks and being an essential worker, those are about the two things that I've taken away from all of this.
Yeah, and did Kroger provide masks when they issued that mandate?
They have provided disposable masks, and then they also provided a black fabric mask that we could wear as well. The biggest problem that we have had with the masks, and especially I work in the meat department, and the biggest issue that me and the other people I have that work back there is we all three wear glasses. It is really bad, especially in the summertime with the humidity. Our glasses would fog up to the point, especially if we're operating a bandsaw, we couldn't see. And I mean, we actually, we did reach an agreement with our store manager that if we're back there cutting, as long as we maintain social distance of 6 feet, you know, we didn't have to wear a mask to cut.
Yeah, someone else I talked to mentioned the same issue. Yeah, and I guess, so what are your concerns going into this winter as cases are, you know, continuing to increase?
Just mainly getting the vaccine. You know, and I will tell you this, I actually, while I was working for the union, I actually came down with COVID. So, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, I was fortunate. I mean, it was scary. I mean, there were times I was wondering if I would have to go to the hospital. I didn't. But it was, but I was able to get back to work. You know, I went back, I worked a couple of days, and of course, I felt horrible by the second day, but then I went. The next week I went out and worked on the finishing up our contract negotiation, and then I was on vacation for a little bit. But looking ahead, the biggest thing I'm kind of, I'm trying to decide for myself if I want to get the vaccine once it does come out. And, you know, the other concern is, you know, just with the cases, you know, just trying to stay safe. And for me personally, I did have COVID. My wife and kids didn't get it. So I'm still trying to keep myself safe in hope that my wife, I don't bring something home to them.
And did it, I know it's impossible to really tell, but it seemed like you did get it while you were at work.
I do think, yes, I do believe that I did. I do believe it was while I was out working for the union, because one of the stores that I was in was very hard hit. So, I mean, you know, I can't prove it, but I do believe that it, more than likely I did pick it up in one of the Kroger stores, possibly.
Yeah. Have other of your coworkers gotten it? How have your coworkers fared?
We actually, in our store alone, we have had three, including myself, who did test positive. And we also had another lady who, this is just how weird this virus worked. Like I mentioned, you know, I got it. My wife and two kids did not. We had another lady in our store. Everybody in her household, and this is a household of, I think, altogether six people in her house. Everybody else in her house tested positive but her, and she had to quitting because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had altogether, including myself, three. Our store manager actually just came back to work today.
Mm-hmm.
He had actually had COVID. He got it shortly after I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually went, and he was off for a whole month just because of lingering symptoms.
Wow.
Breathing trouble.
Mm-hmm. And is your store in Williamstown?
The store I work at is in Parkersburg, West Virginia. There are actually two stores. I work at the one on 7th Street.
Uh-huh. I see. Do you like your job?
I do. And especially, and from the union side, this has been a rewarding experience for me, because one of the things that I've wanted to try to do, and especially being a shop steward and being in this role within the union, is just mainly try to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I had COVID, that was something, you know, I made it public. I mean, I posted it on Facebook, you know, I did get this. It wasn't something to me to be ashamed of. Mm-hmm. And once I did, I actually had some, you know, a couple of the people that I mentioned, one of them in particular did reach out to me and ask me, you know, what my symptoms were and everything, just to kind of, you know, and then they went in after I told them what happened with me. I helped them, you know, if they had any questions with getting paid through Kroger, you know, I tried to point them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, just being able to help people, help my fellow associates, that was one of the most rewarding things. And through all of this, and one of the reasons that I'm very happy with my job.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What's your hope for the future of the union?
I just hope that, you know, we can grow and be able to maintain our membership. And I think, honestly, you know, I've talked to people since we passed this contract, and once they found that they're going from minimum wage at $8.75, that they're going to be going up to $10 an hour. You know, some of the newer hires, you know, they're more excited about signing up
mm-hmm.
and moving forward with us, as opposed to with right to work. I mean, Kroger has tried to use that against us in trying to discourage union membership.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once what the union's been able to accomplish, and, you know, what we fight to protect the workers, that's something that I'm really positive with moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, is there anything else you would like to share?
I think that about covers.
Great. Well, so I have a release form to send to you that if you sign it, will allow us to put this interview in our archive. So I work for the West Virginia Humanities Council, and I basically do interviews with workers, traditional artists, and cultural communities all around the state. And then the archive of those interviews goes to WBU libraries. So I could send you that release form over email, and you can snail mail it back to me or email it back to me. Or I could also send you the release form in the mail if that's easier.
I'll tell you what. And I will print it off, and tomorrow I've got a copier at work that I'd be able to scan it to my email, and I'll be able to send it back to you.
Okay, great. Well, then I'll send that right after this. Well, thanks so much, Shane, and hope you and your family have happy holidays, and take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.